This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Analysis reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and obviously we're going to have further updates on the Google hearings today and the multiple lies of the Google CEO, who of course was confronted by Alex Jones and Roger Stone. But breaking news here, the Christmas season has begun, and also what's begun is attacks on Christmas markets. Once again, you remember back in 2016, we had the attack in Berlin on the Christmas market there, which killed, what, around a dozen people, injured dozens more. Now I have this article out of the Mirror. Strasbourg shooting, one dead, three injured after gunshots near Christmas market. It looks like the gunman was targeting soldiers. They were the ones who shot him dead. One person has died and three more injured after gunshots were fired near Strasbourg Christmas market tonight. Strasbourg obviously being in France. The wounded were seen lying on the floor and desperately taking shelter as markets and nearby restaurants were evacuated. Chilling videos capture people cowering on the floor and running in fear, obviously running past those diversity barriers which are now in place at all Christmas markets basically in every major European city, including now even little towns in England which aren't even centres of, you know, major tourism are getting these diversity barriers. But these didn't stop this gunman in this instance, obviously not. Armed police have also been pictured descending in the city centre. And this article said, it quotes a BBC reporter saying that a French journalist saw soldiers shoot a man dead who was reportedly targeting them. So we don't know the full details of this. It could just be a lunatic with a gun. It could be a terror attack, especially if they're targeting soldiers, then that would appear to be the case. But we don't know the full details yet. One person dead, three injured in Strasbourg, France today. So we'll get more on that as it develops. Speaking of Christmas, going to cover this and a bunch of stories over the next hour. Canadian Council wants to make Christmas less Christian to avoid offending, you guessed it, Muslims, but they actually quote a Muslim councillor in this article who says that he's not even offended by it. It's the white, liberal, middle-class Canadian councillor who's literally offended by Christmas trees, who is literally triggered by a red display of flowers to symbolise Christmas. He said that was not secular enough. And now he's basically launched a purge against Christmas decorations in Victoria, Canada. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into Twitter informing Western critics of Islam if they violate Sharia law. Pakistan is basically sending out notifications to Twitter users saying that their tweets violate the law in Pakistan. Not that that even matters to anyone because nobody's trying to abide by the laws in Pakistan because they're absolutely ridiculous. And in fact, in one of the examples I give here, it's literally a tweet saying that a terrorist should be prosecuted and the mosque from which this terrorist came should be investigated by authorities. So criticizing terrorists apparently is now against the law in Pakistan. And Twitter is very keen to inform users of that fact, which again, of course, has a chilling effect on free speech. Also, Google approves app for Muslims to report people who commit blasphemy. So, of course, the InfoWars app is still available in Android for now, banned in the Apple Store, of course. But I'm sure this app is also available in the Apple Store. It's at least available in the Android Store. With the focus of allowing Muslims to report individuals who commit blasphemy, so we've literally got big tech banning people like Laura Loomer for criticizing female genital mutilation, meanwhile actually allowing their platform to be used for apps to report people for the crime of blasphemy, which isn't a crime, obviously, in the United States or any basic, decent country that holds in sacrosanct any basic value of free speech. We've got a lot of immigration news to come as well, with the situation in Europe as intense as ever before. Bureaucrat nominated to be the next EU chief, he's going to be the next EU commissioner by the looks of it, says that Europe uniting with Africa is a matter of destiny, despite polls, a new Pew survey today, which said that out of 27 nations polled, 0 out of 27 nations want more immigrants to move to their country. We'll get into all that news and more after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at InfoWars alexjonesshow.com. We'll be back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. We're hitting a lot of news right now. First, I want to get into this story, which is up on InfoWars.com from this morning. Canadian councillor wants to make Christmas less Christian to avoid offending Muslims. Now, he's more offended than anyone else, including actual Muslim councillors, as this article gets into. The councillor in Victoria, Canada, has succeeded. They accepted his proposal in securing a review of the city's Christmas decorations after he expressed concerns like that things like Christmas trees were not secular enough. That's right, Christmas trees, which is actually pagan, if I remember correctly. It's not even Christian. Not even Christian. Were not secular enough and needed to be more diverse because they may offend Muslims. This is Councillor Ben Issett, who has won support for the inquiry, which will look at further secularising or increasing the diversity of cultural elements in seasonal decorations, reports the Vancouver Sun. Now, about 10 years ago, or probably more close to 15 years ago, you probably remember Bill O'Reilly on Fox News every single year would have this series, this crusade, this war on Christmas narrative. And in a lot of cases, it was BS or it was overblown, and people kind of laughed at it. It became a bit of a meme. It's not a meme anymore. Every single year, we have stories out of European cities where they remove the Christmas decorations, where they stop selling Christmas items in stores because not enough people who even recognize Christmas live in those areas because they've been subsumed by mass immigration. We had a story last year. Again, there's the evil Christmas tree that this councillor wants banned. I'll get back into that in a second. We had a story last year where I went into a Tesco supermarket, you know, the biggest supermarket in Britain, basically, biggest chain, and they're no longer selling Christmas cards. They don't even put Christmas on the box. They call them charity cards. And then people were like, oh, yeah, but that's because some of the money that you pay for your Christmas card goes to charity. Yeah, it always did. But they at least put Christmas cards on the box. Now they then even put Christmas on the box of Christmas cards. So now this councillor in Victoria, Canada, has succeeded in securing this review of the Christmas decorations in this town. And it looks like they're going to be even more desecularized or secularized, even though they're not that secular already. Or that Christian already, I should say. Councillor Ben Issett, his demands were triggered, listen to this, after a poinsettia, which is a red floral display typically seen at Christmas, it's just a red flower, basically a plant, recently appeared on his desk at Victoria City Hall, and he was furious. Remove it. Remember, this isn't a Muslim guy. This is a middle-class white leftist liberal, he would probably describe himself as. So he got very triggered by seeing this attractive, seasonal, Christmas-like flower display. There you see something similar right there. Appear on his desk at Victoria City Hall. He said, I don't want a poinsettia. He probably said it in that enraged tone as well. It's a symbol of the Christian faith. God forbid we should recognize symbols of the Christian faith during a Christian celebration. Can't have that, can we? He added that the city's main sequoia tree should not be lit up and turned into a Christmas tree because that's not inclusive enough. And he probably said it in that tone as well. It's not diverse enough, it's not inclusive enough, and it may offend Muslims. This is his quote. Muslims, unless they're mixed families, don't have Christmas trees in their homes. Of course, when Muslims have their ceremonies, when Hindus have their ceremonies in this town, of course they're going to recognise that. Nobody's going to complain. Nobody's going to demand that they get watered down, but no. Somewhere, there might be one Muslim who's offended by some lights on a Christmas tree. Remove them! They're symbols of the Christian faith, even though most of this stuff isn't anymore. I mean, they've got stories in the UK today about nativity scenes, where, you remember you get the little models of nativity scenes? Well, now they're complaining because there isn't enough diversity in the little figurines in the nativity scenes. They're not diverse enough. Every single advert in the UK, probably not every single one, but a good, like at least 75% of these Christmas ads. In fact, there was one which I put in my video about Britain a few days ago last week, and they had, it was an ad for a Sky Cinema, you know, they were promoting the movies they had on over Christmas. They had all the politically correct mixed race families. They also had a black family, had an Indian family. They had a white family without a white father. Then they had another family without any father. They'd expunged white fathers from this list, this feature of families. There are about five or six different families. And they'd just taken out a white father out of any of them. Absolutely bizarre. Why would you even do that? You want to talk about being demographically representative. Yeah, fine, have a black family, have an Indian family. But they deliberately removed a white father. It's just creepy. It's just a little bit bizarre. Just like they're trying to remove these decorations in this town in Canada, because again, this one guy got triggered by a red flower, because he's a complete idiot. So, Councillor Shamark Dubow, who is Muslim, said he didn't have a problem with the Christmas tree, commenting, "I was born on Christmas Day, this is symbolic, and I like them," he's talking about the Christmas lights, "on a personal note." So the Muslim councillor said, "Why is this a big deal? I'm not offended by it." Obviously, he represents Muslims in that town. Nobody cares apart from this one white leftist. Virtue signalling. Again, we say over and over again, these kind of people are white supremacists with a guilt complex. Again, they've got so much self-loathing. But then when you actually look at it, we had the Yale study last week, which showed that white leftists dumb down their own vocabulary when they're speaking to minorities. So they're actually so racist but guilty at the same time, so they try to hide it, but it slips out anyway. Despite Christmas decorations being dialed back by the city in recent years, so they've already been getting rid of them anyway, Issit thinks there are still many elements of Christian symbolism which need to be removed. Because again, we can't have Christian symbolism at Christmas in a Western Christian country. He said, "For me, it's the Christmas trees." Yes, they have to go too. It's the poinsettias. Poinsettias. He's really got a bee in his bonnet about the poinsettias. It's the hollies. Can't have holly. That sort of ruffle my sensibilities in terms of the expenditure of tax dollars. So again, how many tax dollars are they spending on all these other religious ceremonies in the town? Councillor Marianne Alto responded by noting that although she didn't celebrate Christmas, it sounds like none of these councillors celebrate Christmas whatsoever, so it's no surprise that this is happening. The lights were a way of brightening up the dark winter season. So he's even declared war on lights. That's how deep this has gone. He doesn't want the tree wrapped in lights. It's not even a Christian symbol. It's just some lights. God forbid they would want the place to look nice and Christmassy. Can't have that. She said, "I do think we need to be cognizant of the fact that while we're seeking diversity, part of diversity is also about tolerance." Yeah, but it's not diversity, is it? It's expunging Christian culture from this celebration. And it's not even really Christian. It's a festival culture acknowledged mainly by white people in this town. So we can't have it, because that's not diverse enough. A review, most likely headed up by representatives of different faiths, will now take place in order to assure that publicly funded decorations are as inclusive as possible. Imagine the flip side. Imagine if people start saying, well, we need all these Christian representatives to decide that you can't celebrate your Muslim festivities or your Hindu festivities. There would be an outcry and that would never happen. But no, we have to get rid of Christmas. We have to take Christianity out of it completely. And God forbid we should have a poinsettia, lights around a Christmas tree, some holly. No, get rid of it all. It's not diverse enough. Meanwhile, Hungary's foreign minister said that he wants a nativity scene, he wants a Christmas tree. Again, the flip side, where you have a country that's actually proud of its heritage, coming forward, their own government being bold and saying, no, we're not going to cave to the whims of PC insanity. We're actually going to recognise our own festival. We're going to recognise the religion that underpins our entire society. And that's a good thing. That's nothing to be ashamed of. We'll be back in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With
water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
The situation in Strasbourg, France, where there's been some kind of gun attack, is still developing. At least one killed. Now it's up to six injured. It was three injured before. The city centre is on lockdown. European Parliament, which is nearby, is on lockdown. People are being urged to stay inside. Gunman is still on the run. Apparently, situation is still active. That is in Strasbourg, France, where there's been a gun attack on a Christmas market. A BBC reporter said that it looked like the gunman was targeting army military personnel who then shot the gunman. So they initially reported, I think, that the gunman was dead. But it seems to still be an active situation, so we shall get back into that when we have more news on it. First, I want to tell you, we talk about Christmas. Obviously, we've got great specials on at the InfoWars store. They're trying to deplatform us still, even though they've wiped Alex Jones off of basically all social media outlets. There's some cranky woman on Twitter who's trying to get the radio show pulled off the air, or at least a fake news label slapped on it. So the attempts to undermine us, to sabotage us, continue. They never end. But we've got your support, and that's what has brought us through these hard times and made us thrive even more. Now we've got the unprecedented 12 days of Christmas sale, day 9 at InfoWarsStore.com, so this isn't going to go on for very much longer. Up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, exclusive 24-hour specials, and a free shirt with every single order. As the globalists make their desperate last stand against InfoWars and the Liberty Movement, we need your support now more than ever. So for only 4 more days at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got these mega 24-hour specials on top sellers, and every order gets a free t-shirt. Today's special is a massive, whopping, gargantuan 60% off on Alpha Power, which is the proprietary formula that works with the body's natural systems to help bring you alpha male vitality and energy. Today's free t-shirt is We Are All Alex Jones, the anti-censorship shirt, free with every order. Support the Infowar and get the perfect Christmas gift for the lowest price. Again, 75% off on some products, free shipping, double Patriot points available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support now more than ever. Now, talking about political correctness, obviously we had the story about the Canadian Council are basically trying to ban Christmas, trying to remove any last vestige of Christian symbology from their town's Christmas decorations. CBS reports on a somewhat similar theme. Radio station returns Baby It's Cold Outside to playlist after overwhelming poll results. You remember they said that this was rape culture. This was an example of something that in this Me Too era should be completely abolished. Every single year it seems like they try to ban a classic movie or a classic song. But after polling thousands of Bay Area radio listeners, and this is not just on this radio show, people have called for it to be, again, deplatformed off every other radio show. San Francisco's KOIT radio station announced it was returning the controversial, so controversial, Baby It's Cold Outside holiday song to its daily playlist. CBS San Francisco reports following a national outcry against the song. Really? Or was it just a handful of idiots on Twitter? KOIT program director Brian Figula opted last week to place the song on hold while seeking further listener feedback, and they got that feedback. Thousands of Bay Area listeners responded to the poll, phone calls, emails, and social media, the vast majority of it considered to be a valuable part of their holiday tradition. And they still want to hear it on the radio. 77% of listeners in this poll were opposed to banning the song. KOIT's listeners have spoken, and the overwhelming message is they do want to hear Baby It's Cold Outside. Exactly. because the overwhelming majority of people who complain about it are just pedantic idiots on Twitter obsessed with outrage culture. Why even take any notice of their dumb opinions in the first place? Penned by Guys and Dolls writer Frank Loesser in 1944, the Christmas song has been perceived by some as unworthy for the most wonderful time of the year, particularly in the age of Me Too. And it's basically, you've all heard it, it's just a man trying to get a woman to stay with him for longer and have another drink to be in his company for a bit longer. No, ban it! Remember a couple of weeks ago, Huffington Post wanting to ban the original Rudolph the Reindeer animation. Because again, Rudolph was bullied. Yeah, that's the entire point. He rose above it. He strived. He was mentally strong. He succeeded. No, ban it. So they finally got the song back on. Why they even took it off in the first place is absolutely ridiculous. There you see the evil original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer animation, which the Huffington Post said should probably be banned too. So now this all feeds, of course, into the Me Too hysteria, which is a complete contrived moral panic, like everything else they try. But it's back on the radio. My God. Of course, there was a poll. I often make reference to this. It was out of The Economist last year. They asked millennial men, and this is an example of how warped this Me Too brainwashing has become. They asked millennial men what they would consider to be sexual harassment. 25% of US millennial men think asking to buy a woman a drink is a form of sexual harassment. That is the level, that is the insanity, that is the fever pitch hysteria that this Me Too movement has brought to the West. Meanwhile, in Alabama, black girl bullied for friendship with white girl kills herself, Twitter in shock. Now, we've had a lot of stories recently about bullying. Of course, over here in the UK, there was a Syrian kid who was basically pushed down on a playground and had some water poured in his mouth. That was, just led to absolute bedlam and panic. They raised like 200 grand for the kid, even though it later turned out that he was actually bullying other people and violently threatening them. But again, it set off this huge contrived moral panic about racism and bullying in British schools. They don't talk about the innumerable cases of British kids being bullied by migrants. They don't talk about the fact that we've got 30-year-old refugee men posing as 15-year-olds in our schools. They don't talk about the fact that over in Germany, they've got huge problems with bullying and violence in these migrant-heavy dominated schools. There was a case of a blonde German girl in a migrant school who was being bullied, who was being beaten up because she didn't wear a Muslim hijab. They took her to the headmaster. The solution to this bullying from the headmaster was put her in a hijab. Now there's another incident of bullying out of Alabama, slightly different this time though. The incident took place after the fourth grader had transferred to U.S. Jones Elementary School in Demopolis due to the fact that she was racially bullied. So this girl had already been a victim of bullying. Mackenzie Adams, a black 9-year-old girl from Alabama, committed suicide, tragically, after she was relentlessly mocked and taunted by her classmates over her friendship with a white person, according to the Tuscaloosa News. The media outlet cited Adams' relatives as saying she hanged herself December 3rd in Alabama, and the reason was she was being bullied in school because she was friends with a white girl. She was on the receiving end of threats such as kill yourself, quote, you think you're white because you ride with that white boy, and you ugly black bee, just die. And then she killed herself. This is just a microcosm of what happens on Twitter every day, where anti-white racism is rampant and it's condoned, it's not condemned by many elements of the far left. Another absolutely tragic story there out of Alabama. We'll be back. It's the fourth hour live.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But Chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Unfortunately, the number of victims of that Christmas market attack in Strasbourg has risen, as it so often does. Now they're reporting that 10 people have been shot, confirmed one dead so far, at least 9 injured. The gunman remains on the run. We'll continue to follow that story. Now, you probably saw this story yesterday. This is out of Information Liberation. Tim Wise on drunk Columbia student. Time to wreck this little SHIT. Of course, there was a pretty infamous video by this point of a young man outside this university, this Columbia student, basically half jokingly saying that white people saved billions of people from starvation, that white people built modern civilization. He said, quote, white people are the best thing ever. I love myself. I love my people. I don't hate other people. I just love myself. I just love white men. So this student obviously went on a trolley rant. And people mocked him, which is their right to do, but no, that wasn't enough for Tim Wise, who is a regular CNN contributor, billed as an anti-racist activist. If you need to put anti-racist in your profile, that is kind of a little bit dodgy, little bit creepy. Who would need to announce that they're anti-racist? And he tweeted this on Twitter yesterday. Time to wreck this little SHIT. The irony of his rant is that once we make his butt famous for this, he will never accomplish anything. His white maleness notwithstanding, Columbia should expel him. His future should be bleak. Good luck. So again, it's not enough to humiliate. It's not enough to mock this guy, which again is their right to do. If he wants to get out in public and make controversial statements like this, he can expect some pushback. But no, that's not enough. This verified idiot from CNN, a CNN contributor, had to go out and try and ruin this guy's life and directly broke Twitter's rules on targeted harassment. Again, remember, the reason Alex Jones was finally banned by Twitter was because he engaged in targeted harassment of CNN reporter Oliver Darcy. Boo-hoo. He couldn't take it. My video of that encounter was removed by Twitter. I got a 24-hour suspension. Alex Jones was banned forever. This guy, because he's a leftist, literally calls for this guy's life to be ruined. His address was already out probably at the same time as this. Whether this led to him being doxxed, who knows? This guy, Tim Wise, claims it didn't. He walked it back. He deleted the tweet. He tried to make the argument that he wasn't calling for this guy to be harassed. And that's obviously what he was calling for. If you tweet, time to wreck this little SHIT, that's a direct incitement for harassment. That's a direct violation of Twitter's rules on targeted harassment. Will he even be suspended? Will he be banned? No. Nothing has happened to him. Nothing. Remember, Peter Fonda joked that he wanted to see Barron Trump locked up in a cage with paedophiles. Nothing happened to him. He didn't even delete the tweet. No suspension, no ban, no nothing. This guy gets up on Twitter, calls for this young college student to be targeted, to be, quote, wrecked in his own words. And again, nothing whatsoever happens. This is the state of Twitter. And then they've got the nerve to get up there in front of Congress and say, oh, there's no bias. And we're going to get into that more here in a moment with the Google situation. But we've also got this headline out of Big League Politics. Twitter now informing Western critics of Islam if they violate Sharia law. Now, this isn't just Pakistan that's sending out, on behalf of Twitter, these messages saying your tweet violates the law in Pakistan. Yeah, who cares? We don't abide by ridiculous, regressive, Stone Age laws, and Twitter shouldn't even be acknowledging them. I get these kind of messages about some of my tweets. It says, you may have violated a law in France by sending out this tweet. You may have violated a law in Germany by sending out this tweet. So it's not just Pakistan. It's Western European countries. In another shocking act of censorship and tyranny displayed by big tech social media companies, two ardent critics of Islam on Twitter received notices from the social media company informing them they violated Pakistani law. Now, one of them is Ensof Haidar, who is the wife of Raif Badawi, the guy who was imprisoned and tortured in Saudi Arabia, and basically hasn't seen his family for years at this point, as well as Imam Tahwidi, who most of you will know about, who is a prominent imam on Twitter calling out radical Islam. And they were informed that they were in violation of Pakistan's blasphemy laws. The tweet or the email from Twitter, this is what the wife of Raif Badawi said, Twitter's legal department sent me an email informing me that I have broken Pakistan's law. I have attached the tweet in question, so judge for yourselves. And basically, her tweet was calling on people to stand against the hijab because it's against women's rights. It's a regressive form of modesty culture and people should not support it. No, you can't tweet that. That violates Pakistani law. She said, I'm not from Pakistan, nor am I a Pakistani citizen. Pakistan has no authority over what I say. Get out of here. Why is Twitter even acknowledging this? The police, this was the tweet from Imam Tahwidi. The police must investigate which mosque this terrorist attended for Friday prayers today. I'm serious. Investigate the mosque and the imam that delivers these jihadist sermons. And if you scroll up on that article, actually the picture isn't there, But if you look at the original article, he's talking about the terrorist, I think it was in Australia, I think it was in Melbourne, where they shot a terrorist dead after he tried to attack people. So Imam Tawhidi is basically just criticizing terrorists. There you see the tweet right there. And if you scroll down, you can see what he wrote about it. He was basically saying that this terrorist, or the mosque from which he came, should be investigated in case there were more jihadists like this guy who tried to attack police officers on the loose, potentially. That violates the law in Pakistan. Criticizing terrorists violates the law in Pakistan. Apparently, according to this, that is a stupid law. Why is Twitter even giving lip service to it? And again, in August of 2018, Pakistan's Islamabad High Court said it would block Twitter unless the American social media company complied with Pakistani Sharia law, the government's request to block objectionable content. So again, you see these big tech companies working with actual dictatorships, enforcing Sharia law, targeting dissidents, helping corrupt, evil governments hunt down dissidents. We saw that today with the case of Google and the protesters about their involvement in hunting down Chinese dissidents. Meanwhile, also out of Big League Politics, Google approves app for Muslims to report people who commit blasphemy. So again, the InfoWars app is banned in the Apple Store. This is about Android, but I'm sure they've got this app in the Apple Store too. I haven't checked, but I presume they have. A new Android app has launched with the focus of allowing Muslims to report individuals who commit blasphemy or insult Islam. So again, Twitter, or at least this Android app in this case, Google, which owns Android obviously, is helping basically Islamists out people who criticize Islam. This is not a joke. The app, which is called Smart Pakum, launched in Indonesia last month at the request of the Indonesian government. So again, working hand in hand with a corrupt authoritarian government that has no respect for human rights or free speech. It allows users and government officials to uphold Sharia law and target and report people who hold misguided beliefs in violation of Islamic law, which forbids insults of Islam, insults against the Prophet Muhammad, or the recognition of any other religion besides Islam. So you cannot even recognize the existence of another religion. This is an actual app which is allowed in the Android store, the Google Play store, the same store that has banned basically Gab and a bunch of other free speech social media platforms, again, for hate speech. But if you want an app which literally helps a corrupt, authoritarian, brutal, arcane government hunt down dissidents, then come on in. This is the state of big tech right now. This is why we need to treat them as publishers, not as platforms, because again, they continue to behave like publishers, they continue to curate content, they continue to censor free speech, and they continue to help corrupt governments hunt down, and in some cases, which leads to their torture and imprisonment, political dissidents. It's an absolute disgrace. It has to stop now. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back in the next segment. Breaking news, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back for the final segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before we get back into the news, I want to remind you again of the great mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It is the 12 days of Christmas sale, currently on day 9 at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can get up to 75% off a ton of great products with free shipping and double Patriot points. And we've got several 24-hour specials which we launch every day as part of this great discount offer. You get a free T-shirt with every order. Today the free T-shirt is We Are All Alex Jones, the anti-censorship T-shirt. Again, that is free with every single order. And today only, the featured special is 60% off Alpha Power, which is, of course, the proprietary formula that works with the body's natural systems to help bring you alpha male vitality and energy. Get that at 60% off right now. Other products, 75% off, double Patriot points, free shipping, and a free T-shirt. Stock up in time for Christmas today by getting the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and supporting this network, which obviously, as you've seen, is under constant attack, InfoWarsStore.com. Regarding the situation in Strasbourg, France, where a gunman has attacked a Christmas market, still on the run, motive unknown, President Macron has cut short a major reception at the Elysee Palace to attend Strasbourg. They're now saying one dead, nine wounded. The gunman, again, has not been apprehended. The city's on lockdown. Other reporters on Twitter are saying that there have been several parallel gun attacks in Strasbourg. That's not confirmed, but some verified users on Twitter are claiming that there have been several different attacks. Hopefully that's not the case, because the injured toll, the death toll, is only going to rise, unfortunately. Others say that there are now 3 killed and 11 wounded, but again, that's not confirmed, but the death toll, unfortunately, as it always does, is rising in Strasbourg, France. Again, they reported earlier that the attack was on a group of military soldiers. Why we need military soldiers protecting Christmas markets? Well, I think you know the answer to that, but they suggest that they may have been targeted. So it may have been a terror attack, but we don't know. We don't have all the information yet. Now, of course, Alex Jones and Roger Stone are there in DC confronting big tech, confronting Sundar Pichai, who's lied to Congress once again about Google tracking the location of users. He said, quote, this is his quote today, "For Google services, you have a choice of what information is collected and we make it transparent. We give clear toggles by category where users can decide whether that information is collected, stored, or more importantly, if they decide to stop using it." Which is categorically untrue. The Associated Press confirmed back in August after an investigation that Google is tracking the location of its users even when the location tracking option is turned off. Quote, this is from their investigation. An Associated Press investigation found that many Google services on Android devices and iPhones store your location data even if you've used a privacy setting that says it will prevent Google from doing so. Even with the option to pause location history turned off, some Google apps automatically store timestamped location data without asking. They do it on the maps. When you open up the map app on your phone, it takes a snapshot of your location, even if you've opted out. When you check the daily weather updates, it records your conversation, even if you've opted out. And it also stores and pinpoints your precise latitude and longitude down to a single square foot when you perform a Google search. For example, if you're searching for a product or a service in your local area, it notes, it records, it tracks your location, even if you opt out. That was confirmed by the Associated Press back in August. Pichai is up there lying about it today. That is perjury, because he claims that they don't track you if you opt out, when, as the AP proved, they do. Google CEO denies company's political bias. Again, that came out even before the hearing. And again, it's complete baloney. Top Dem, Google censorship claims complete fantasy. That is Nadler, who of course is funded by Google. They've got a representative up in front basically shilling for Google, despite the fact that he received $31,000 in donations from Alphabet Inc., Google's parent company. So they're lying about that too, because we can flash back to numerous articles. The Good Censor, remember this one out of Breitbart? They got the leaked videotape where Google admitted discussing abandonment of free speech for safety and civility. That was an internal company memo where they talked about gaming their own algorithm to bury things such as things related to Donald Trump's travel ban, which is also featured in the Daily Caller article about this, which came out a couple of weeks ago. Google debated gaming search results to bury conservative media. In fact, that one was out of InfoWars. And again, they talked about certain search terms. They would game their own algorithm to list certain results above others to manipulate people. Again, this is a company that can shift, that can manipulate millions and millions of votes on an election day. They've proven to have bias before. A new article out of Breitbart today shows this once again. Google employees sought to block Breitbart ads. This was immediately after the election. Google employees sought to block Breitbart from Google AdSense less than 1 month after President Donald Trump took office. So they talked about strangling, financially sabotaging Breitbart right after the election, again, because of their political bias. Again, as with InfoWars and Alex Jones, they talked about using the vague blanket term hate speech to take down Breitbart from Google AdSense, which, of course, makes up the majority of the online advertising market, basically. So again, we've proven time after time, yes, they do have a bias. Nadler's lying about it. Pichai's lying about it. They're all lying about it. And nobody bats an eyelid. Meanwhile, in Europe, Pew survey out of 27 nations polled, zero want more immigrants to move to their country. Across the country surveyed, a median of 45% said fewer or no immigrants should be allowed to move to their country, while 36% said they want about the same number of immigrants, and only 14% of the median average said their country should allow more immigrants. So every time you ask European citizens, they do not want more immigration, which is why it's absolutely insane that a bunch of governments, not all, thankfully, have signed this UN Migration Pact, which basically makes it a human right for migrants to illegally migrate to European countries and actually censors criticism of mass immigration. They say it's not legally binding. But again, this is the policy that they're moving towards, which is encapsulated by this quote out of, this is a Breitbart article, bureaucrat nominated to be next EU chief. He says, uniting Europe with Africa is a matter of destiny. This is Frans Timmermans, who is expected to be the next EU Commission president. He insists that the continent uniting with Africa is a matter of destiny. That mirrors the rhetoric that came out of France and Macron a few months ago, where he said the goal was to turn Europe into Eurabia by accepting immigration not just from Africa, but from the Middle East too. But again, the majority of European citizens in every single survey do not want that, and that's part of the reason why the Yellow Vests were out on the streets over the past four weekends protesting against this. Are they finally going to listen to the cries of these people who've been abandoned by globalism, whose living standards are going through the roof? Meanwhile, migrants are pouring in and getting on benefits, which their tax dollars, their tax euros, I should say, pay for. Meanwhile, in Sweden, father arrested for beating burglar who took his seven-year-old son hostage with a gun. Basically what happened, a burglar broke into his house, grabbed his seven-year-old boy, stuck a gun in his mouth. The father came in, basically beat up the burglar, as he should have done, as he had should have had the complete right to do. The police arrived, and they arrested not just the burglar, but the father too. They literally arrested him for defending his home and potentially saving his own son's life. That's an example of what's going on in Sweden. Meanwhile, the number of German gun licenses more than doubles during migrant crisis, and this has been going on for a while, but it's peaked this year. German authorities issued more than 600,000 weapons licenses, representing an increase of 130% since 2014, according to the latest figures. So basically, Germans are seeing the spike in crime. Violent crime has gone up significantly in Germany over the past couple of years. And according to the German government's own statistics, 90% of that rise in violent crime in Germany is attributable to migrants. So German people are responding by arming themselves where there are at least still some provisions of home protection, of self-protection. They can still buy tear gas and mace and things like that, which you cannot buy in countries like the United Kingdom because you're not allowed to defend your own home. Macron concedes anger over mass immigration must be acknowledged. Again, we had the giant protest this weekend. He said, finally, despite basically opening up the borders to more migration, that mass immigration and the consequences that have been wrought on France as a result of that, as we talk about a potential terror attack in Strasbourg on a Christmas market, that those concerns need to be addressed and that France must tackle the question of immigration, despite the fact that he personally has opened the borders and made the situation immeasurably worse. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Coming up, War Room. Don't go away. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients.